It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host.
Good morning. This is Kenneth Lipp, Public Information Officer for Lincoln County here on County Connections, and I am with Jennifer Hale of Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon. She's here to talk to us today mostly about a program that they operate called Second Home, which Lincoln County provides a little bit of funding towards. They operate here in Lincoln County. I believe that the Ecumenical Ministries is based in Portland, yes?
It's a statewide organization, actually.
Okay. And then this Second Home program that we're going to be talking about today operates here in Lincoln County, as well as in Washington, Clackamas, and in East Multnomah County.
That's right.
And we've talked about the issue of homelessness here on this show before. It's a topic that's on a lot of people's minds. I think it's become more visible in a lot of ways in the past couple of years, and probably worse. I know that people around Newport have certainly noticed more of it, and it prompted the city of Newport to pass a law, a time, place, and manner law concerning homelessness. But we'll move on to the Second Home program. So Jennifer, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about your organization, and then you can launch into the program if you'd like.
Great. Well, our organization is a program of Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon. It's called Second Home. And our philosophy is that every youth needs the opportunity to work up to their potential. And we know that youth experiencing homelessness have many barriers that keep them from being able to work up to their potential. Specifically, they are in a mindset of survival. And so when you're in a mindset of survival, you can't really settle and explore and enjoy your own gifts and talents. You can't do well in school. You don't have a home base from which to do your homework, try extracurricular activities, hang out with friends, things of that nature. So our program mission is to stabilize housing for unaccompanied youth specifically so that they can focus on school, they can explore their gifts and talents, they can graduate from high school, because we know that they're on a much better footing if they graduate from high school than if they have to drop out, and they can go on to pursue their goals and dreams for the future. And we do that through host homes, which is a very unique model, but one that the state is investing in, and we're pretty excited about the potential. So our program is one of teamwork. We're very grassroots. We're community-oriented, and we're very relational, which we think that investment is what transforms lives.
Hmm. And this is a pretty acute problem here in Lincoln County. I know you've got some numbers there in front of you. I came prepared to share a number that's actually less than the number that's in front of you, but I think the exact number doesn't really matter so much. It's whether it's the 630 homeless students that I had in my head or the 754 that's there on that piece of paper. We're probably missing quite a few in that count one way or another. And either way, it's between 10 and 15% of the Lincoln County School District student body.
That's right. It's fairly high compared to state statistics, but it's also interesting to note that the state of Oregon has one of the highest rates of youth homelessness in the country.
Oh, wow.
So there are so many things we can do to bring those numbers down, and it is really worth our investment for the sake of each youth that we work with, and also for the sake of their future generations. And it's something that Oregonians can really improve. We're seeing some of that now, which is exciting, and it's really because we're thinking in new ways, we're thinking outside the box, and we're doing it as a team, and we're making the goal what's best for the youth. Mm-hmm. So that's been exciting to see.
You mentioned that this program targets unaccompanied youth. I think that maybe it would be beneficial for us to go ahead and explain that there's lots of different categories, or several different categories of homelessness as tracked by school systems, by organizations like yours. You've got people who sleep maybe on a family member's couch or living with another family member. Then you've got sheltered people in shelter, and we don't have many shelter opportunities here in Lincoln County, just during the winter, actually. And then unsheltered, and then there's this, it's unaccompanied. Can you define what unaccompanied means?
Yes. So unaccompanied youth are those youth who are not in the consistent presence of a parent or guardian. So they are basically on their own. They're not emancipated for the most part, but they are living in a way where they have to support themselves. Most of them are couch surfing, like you said, moving from friend to friend to friend. So it's not that they're necessarily sleeping outside, though some of them are sleeping outside in tents in their cars. But the instability of housing makes it hard, like we said before, to work up to their potential because they're always worried about where am I going to be next? Where will my next meal come from? When will people say I need to move on? So they really need that stability, and they need to know where they're going to be that night and that people there are expecting them. And we've heard from youth that they just want to be rooted in their community. I remember you speaking in a forum and she said, we just want to get to be rooted as soon as possible. Please don't make us go from shelter to transitional living to another program, but help us to be rooted as soon as we can. So we try to do that through this host home model. And there are many organizations across the state who do host home models. Each one is slightly different, but the goal is to help students develop healthy relationships with their community, put down roots so that they know they have a home base where they're valued. They can invest their gifts and talents there. They're needed. People expect them to be there and really care for them. So it's a privilege to work with them and to walk them through high school and beyond.
Great. Okay. So how does your organization identify the kids that need this help, make contact with them, and then I think we've got enough time for you to maybe describe the basic process of getting them into a host home.
Yeah, great. So our program, like I said, we work in partnership. So we put agreements in place with local school districts and local mediation centers, which there are many local mediation centers across the state. And so together, we each fill a unique role in the life of the student. So the school districts actually refer students to us who are unaccompanied. And the school districts have McKinney-Vento liaisons, as you alluded to, who are tracking youth in their district who have unstable housing. So they know who the unaccompanied youth are, and they refer them to our program. So then our staff has the privilege of going to meet with those youth, usually in the school, talking with them, discerning if they would like to have a host home, and then walking them through an interview process whereby they interview the host homes and then decide who they think would be a good fit for them. And the host home, of course, is making that decision as well. And then if they, through the interview process, which I can describe that in more detail, but if they decide at the end of that process that they're going to be a good fit, then our local mediators who are trained in our program come together, sit with them, and they facilitate a conversation whereby they, student and home providers, create house rules, and they also put a lease in place, which is a rental contract, whereby students rent not by money, but by going to school and then contributing to the household in some way, just like everybody in a healthy household does. Everyone's got a role to play. Okay. So it's a great partnership.
Great. Okay. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back. This is Kenneth Lipp, Public Information Officer for Lincoln County. I'm here with Jennifer Hale of Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon, and she's talking about Ecumenical Ministries' Second Home Program, which is a host home program for unaccompanied students, unaccompanied homeless students. We were just talking about the sort of the process of getting into a host home. And you mentioned when we were speaking before the show that you need more host homes.
We do. We are always recruiting home providers, and our home providers are volunteers. They open their homes and their lives to these youth because they have a place in their home to share. And our staff supports the home providers. We work with them regularly while they're in the program. We walk them through the process of discerning if this is a good fit for them, through the application process, through the interview process with youth, and then also through the time that they have a youth in their home. So they have support of our second home staff as well as the school district staff, and they have the mediators available for any conflicts that might come up.
So if somebody wants to be a part of helping to stabilize a kid's life, how do they do that?
They can contact the Second Home Program. They can contact me. And we have a website that's probably the easiest place to find information. Our website is emo-secondhome.org.
Okay. And maybe a telephone number? Is there?
Yes, a telephone number would be 503-221-1054.
Great. Okay. And I understand you work with several local organizations, agencies in order to help accomplish this task.
We do. We really believe in the partnership of the community supporting youth who need to finish high school and really want to go on to pursue their goals and dreams. So that takes a variety of people in their lives to do that. So we partner, like I said, with the local school district, with the Lincoln County School District and the Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution Center. And then we also partner with organizations working in youth homelessness, for example, Safe Families and Youth Tides, many of the other organizations here in Lincoln County who want to invest in the lives of youth. As well, our organization partners with local businesses, local faith communities, civic organizations, really anybody who wants to be part of seeing youth be successful, they can be part of the team in one way or another.
Great. So I'm wondering if you've got any success stories off the top of your head that you'd be able to share.
We have a lot of success stories, and I can kind of blend them together so that one student isn't recognizable. But what's really amazing to see is when students come into the program, they have so many things on their mind, specifically about survival. And our students are in high school, so they're trying to go to school and organize their lives and everything about survival at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so when they come into a host home, it's just amazing to see them settle in and to begin to, like I said before, explore their own gifts and talents, sometimes for the first time. So we've got some really great stories about youth who maybe came in as a senior and for the first time got to participate in sports. We had a youth who played football for the first time, a youth who got to wrestle for the first time, youth who got to participate in track and field, you know, and their home provider took them out to get their first pair of running shoes. We've had, you know, some of the firsts are really amazing. We had a youth who for the first time had a birthday cake when she was in her host home, and her host family made her a birthday cake, and she was so grateful because she'd never had that before, and she invited some of us to come to her birthday party, and it was a privilege. It's really just amazing. When you invest in youth, it's a win-win-win. It's a win for the youth, obviously, but it's a win for the home providers and everybody who gets to work with them, and it's a win for the greater community because you get to really get know these people, and they're valuable in their skills and their personalities and the core human being that they are. They're quite incredible. So to see them blossom into their unique selves is really a privilege. And they go on to college, they go on to work of their choice, they go on to have families and raise children. We are still in touch, you know, with youth who came into our program in our very first year, 2010, and they're now raising their own kids, and they're doing a beautiful job. And they come back and say, you know, thanks to my community for doing this. And we say, thank you for trusting us to walk with you, and look at what you're doing now.
Wow. Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be back in a few moments to hear just a little bit more about this program. I think it's fantastic. Hello, everybody. This is Kenneth Lipp, Public Information Officer for Lincoln County, here with Jennifer Hale of Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon, talking about the Second Home Program. And I want to just have her recap what that program is very quickly, and then again share with you contact information and ways that you can help provide a stable home for youth.
Thank you, Kenneth. It's really great to be here to talk about this opportunity, and thank you for that opportunity. We can, I'll share our website again. It's emo-secondhome.org, and our phone number is 503-221-1054. So if people are interested, they can reach us through that contact information.
And that's if people are interested in being a host family, a host home for an unaccompanied homeless student.
That's right. Or have any information that they'd like to know about the program or just learn more, we're happy to share.
That's great. And I'm not sure if people are aware. We talked about these figures a little bit before. This says there's 754 homeless students and 170-something of those being unaccompanied.
Actually, there are 78 of those that are unaccompanied, and that was for the 2021-22 school year, and that's the last complete set of data that we have.
Okay. This program targets high school students specifically. So let's say, there are more high school students than there are younger students, so I'm guessing maybe 50 unaccompanied home high school students, something
like that? That's probably about right. There are usually more high school students unaccompanied than middle school or younger. And our program serves students 16 to 21. That's because in the state of Oregon, there's a law that allows landlords to rent to students 16 or over, 15 or younger if they're pregnant or parenting. Okay. So that is how our program runs, and that's our age range. We also serve students over 21 if they came into the program in high school. We're happy to stay with them if they want to continue with us into college and beyond.
Great. Okay. Maybe a rough estimate of how many kids are being served in Lincoln County right now?
Well, at the moment, we are launching our program this summer and hoping to start again in the school year. So we've put a pause on our program, and we're going to be hiring two coordinators in Lincoln County to work together with the school district staff and the mediators in Lincoln County, as well as the partners here, Safe Families and Youth Tides and the other organizations invested in youth homelessness. So at the moment, we do not have any students in housing. We hope to start that up in the fall. So we'll be hiring two coordinators to get that work going here locally. We'd like to hire people from this area, of course, because they know the area best.
And if people are interested in that job, they can find postings on the website, same
exactly.
website.
Yes.
Okay, great. I guess, is there anything else that you think that this community should know? Maybe misconceptions, maybe misunderstandings, or just missing information about youth homelessness?
Well, I think that one thing in general that probably all of us may at some point have not understood, about youth who are experiencing homelessness is that they're amazing individuals. I think when we hear homelessness, we get something in our mind that might not be accurate when it comes to the youth that we get to work with. It's really a privilege to meet them. Like I said before, they're incredibly talented. They have goals and dreams, but they can't do it alone as teenagers. They really need a community to come around them and walk them through these years. And it's a privilege. So I think that we do have stereotypes in our minds that are inaccurate. When you get to know these youth one at a time, you begin to see just what a treasure they are and how needed they are for our community, and how when we invest in them over time, it improves life for all of us in our communities. So I would say that. I'm sure that's true for everybody in one way or another, and I know it's been true for me, and just a real gift to work in this field and get to know these young people.
Well, I think this is a really fantastic and needed program. I'm glad that Lincoln County can have a small part in it. And I'd really like to know, what else we can do to help you. So as you move forward, and especially as you get to launching this program, anything that I can do, I'm absolutely delighted to have this as part of our community.
Thank you so much. It's definitely a team effort. We have been working in Lincoln County since 2015. We're on a pause now, and we're looking forward to relaunching in the fall, and just really excited about there is such a sense of collaboration here in Lincoln County that I think is quite valuable. And our program really wants to just come alongside the work that's being done and be a partner. So looking forward to some really exciting times.
All right, Jennifer Hale, I'm going to get you to share that website one more time before we go.
Okay, it's emo-secondhome.org, and the phone number is 503-221-1054. And thank you so much for the opportunity to share.
Oh, thanks so much for coming on. This has been Kenneth Lipp, Public Information Officer for Lincoln County, with Jennifer Hale of Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon.